Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, April 18th, 2021. Opinion. Guest view. Birding has blossomed by U.S. Senator John Cornyn. An old saying tells us that if a bird poops on your head, it's a sign of good luck. Well, lucky or not, Texans have a higher chance of this occurrence than most. Birding has really taken flight in our great state, and April in particular is the perfect time to spot one of the 640 species of birds that dwell in the various regions of Texas. If you're new to the hobby, Anahuac National Wildlife Refuge, High Island, Laguna Atascosa National Wildlife Refuge, and Trinity River Audubon Center are just a few of the well-known birding hotspots in the Lone Star State. Corpus Christi has even been named America's birdiest city for 10 consecutive years. Around 67% of U.S. bird species interact with the Texas coast alone, but you can spot birds virtually anywhere, from the cattail marsh wetlands in Beaumont all the way to the Big Bend in far west Texas. You may find yourself surprised by how many feathered fowls inhabit the trees and brush near your own home. If the only birds you're familiar with are the UTSA Roadrunners, UNT's Scrappy the Eagle, or the Cardinal, Big Red, from Lamar University, I recommend you take a gander at the wildlife around you. Studies show that getting outdoors to witness the chirps, flutters, sing-song calls, and flights from our little winged friends improves your mental health, connection with nature, and helps local communities' ecotourism industries grow and prosper. Seasoned birders know the birdiest festival in America, in Corpus Christi, Spring Chirp 2021 in Weslaco, Feather Fest in Galveston, Balcones Songbird Festival west of Austin, Birding the Border in Del Rio, and South Llano River Birding Festival all offer kid-friendly trips, presentations, workshops, and other events for birders of all levels and ages, including those newer to the hobby. Folks from all over the country make their way to Texas each year to partake in these events and explore our beautiful parks. These festivals are especially great because they shed light on the beauty and the importance of the birds that inhabit our communities, all while offering bird watchers the opportunity to discover the tweets, plumage patterns, colors, and antics of the nearby species. These two-legged animals are fun to watch, but they're also crucial in maintaining the balance of our ecosystems. They regulate pests, eating up to 500 million tons of insects every year, pollinate about 5% of the plants that we use for food and medicine annually, and they disperse the seeds of various plants through their droppings. For these reasons, Texas birds have earned the support of many powerful advocates. Just last month, former First Lady Laura Bush called on Texans to do their part in protecting migratory birds. She offered a simple suggestion: turn off your lights. Light pollution poses a serious threat that results in birds getting disoriented, confused, and vulnerable. It's our job to do the little things, like turning off our lights before bed, to help protect the 2 billion birds that make their way down south each year. These small acts go a long way in conserving the wildlife that makes Texas so unique. Birds are sacred treasures that can teach us an assortment of things. Even if you're not a bird fan or avid birder, you can still take action in conserving some of Earth's most imperative creatures. And who knows? Maybe one day you'll find yourself looking forward to the buzz of a hummingbird outside your window. After all, there is an unreasonable joy to be had from the observation of small birds going about their bright, oblivious business, avid hyper Grant Hutchison tells us. This past year, many of us have noticed the trees and plants in our own yards as they change through the seasons. Perhaps this month, we'll take the time to notice the many birds that will be singing as the cold of winter wanes and spring begins. Keep an eye out for a plain chatalaca for me, and enjoy the sunshine and beautiful birds this spring, Texas. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, is a member of the Senate Finance, Intelligence, and Judiciary Committees.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, April 18th, 2021. Start with Trust. Stock Trading Apps by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin, www.bbb.org. In the aftermath of the GameStop stock saga, many would-be investors have turned to mobile stock trading apps to capitalize on market investments. According to MarketWatch, a Dow Jones & Company investment resource that tracks marketplace trends, February downloads of mobile trading apps such as Robinhood, E-Trade, and Webull reached an all-time high with expectations of continued growth. While trading apps have made accessing and investing in the stock market easier than ever, participation always carries the potential for financial loss or gain. Before you invest with a stock trading app, be sure to follow these tips from your Better Business Bureau. Educate yourself about stock markets. The best way to succeed at mobile stock trading is to do your homework before you begin. Familiarize yourself with concepts like expense ratios, trading commissions, asset allocations, individual stocks, exchange-traded funds, and more. Choose a reputable stock trading app. The trading app you choose is more than just a platform for trading. It is the company that will serve as your broker. Be sure that any company you are considering has a good reputation and is legally licensed with the appropriate government authorities. Set a budget. Make sure you are in a good financial position to start trading. Since trading carries risks, you should never invest money you can't afford to lose. Keep in mind that it is unwise to put more than 10% of your portfolio towards individual stocks, as this can expose your savings to too much volatility. Practice by trading virtually. If you want to try the stock market but aren't ready to risk real money, try virtual trading first. Many online stockbrokers offer platforms where you can learn the ropes by buying and selling virtual stocks. Watch out for scams and hot tips. Keep an eye out for investment scams. Stick to brokers who are registered with the SEC and avoid anyone who uses high-pressure sales tactics or pyramid schemes. Sponsored ads and online forums promoting fail-safe stocks that are guaranteed to get you a huge profit for a small investment if you act now are likely fake, or part of a racket designed to drive up the price of a stock temporarily. Don't fall for this kind of insider's advice. For more information about investment scams and how to safely trade stocks via a mobile app, go to bbb.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, Section B, Health and Wellness. Midland Memorial Hospital adopts rapid diagnostic system. Commentary by Taylor Johnson, Midland Memorial Hospital Microbiology Manager. This week, Midland Memorial Hospital announced that it has adopted a state-of-the-art rapid diagnostic technology focused on helping medical professionals deliver optimal antibiotic therapies more quickly for patients suffering from serious infections. Dr. William Klingensmith IV, Midland Memorial Hospital Laboratory Medical Director, described the reasoning behind the adoption. Broad-spectrum antibiotics are typically considered our strongest or most potent antibiotics. We would like to save these antibiotics for our hardest-to-treat infections. However, sepsis is very dangerous, and if we are unsure what is causing it, broad-spectrum antibiotics will be used. As a result, the sooner we can identify what antibiotics the bacteria are susceptible to, the sooner we can use targeted antibiotics. This allows us to save our big guns for more rare instances. The less we use these drugs, the longer it will be before bacteria develop resistance. The Accelerate Pheno system is designed to help clinicians get patients on more targeted therapy with certain bloodstream infections. Faster diagnostic results enable providers to improve outcomes, reduce the use of broad-spectrum antibiotics, and shorten patients' length of stay, and can help reduce the risk of a patient developing sepsis. The Accelerate Pheno system provides antibiotic susceptibility test results as much as 40 hours faster than conventional methods. Sepsis is the body's overwhelming response to infection, which can lead to tissue damage, organ failure, and death. According to the CDC, more than 1.5 million people develop sepsis, and at least 250,000 die from it annually. Early diagnosis and targeted antibiotic therapy is crucial to reduce mortality among septic patients. This new diagnostic system identifies organisms direct from blood cultures growing certain types of bacteria and performs antibiotic testing to determine which drugs, at which concentrations, may be most effective in treating the organism. Traditional methods involve a multi-step process of growing and isolating the organism, identifying the organism, and then performing antibiotic testing on the organism over the course of a couple of days. This technology will allow this process to be condensed into a one-step process in a matter of hours. Not only does reducing the amount of time it takes to getting patients on a more targeted therapy benefit the patient, it also has the potential to benefit the community as a whole. Decreasing the amount of time patients are on broad-spectrum antibiotics also reduces the chances that bacteria develop antibiotic resistance to these particular antibiotics. Bacteria that develop resistance to broad-spectrum antibiotics can be extremely difficult to treat. Slowing that development is a huge benefit to public health. Dr. Michaeli Daggett, clinical manager of Midland Memorial's pharmacy department, sums it up perfectly. Antibiotic resistance is an inevitable consequence of treating infections, but we have more power than we realize to impact its rate of occurrence. Adopting tools to customize antibiotic therapy quickly is a win-win situation for the patient and the community. It makes it easier for prescribers to do the right thing for individual patients while decreasing side effects, risk of resistance development, and drug costs. West Texas VA announces stakeholder listening session from staff reports. West Texas VA Healthcare System announced that it will hold a virtual listening session with stakeholders Friday to hear from veterans in the communities VA serves. The session, from noon to 1:30 p.m., is one of 50 public virtual listening sessions across the country from March through June to hear from veterans on how to design a healthcare system of the future and grow services for veterans in a way that reinforces VA's role as a leader in the U.S. healthcare system. We want to hear from veterans and other stakeholders in the communities VA serves and understand their vision for VA healthcare, said Jason Cave, director, WTVAHCS. VA's goal is to collaborate closely with veterans and other stakeholders to build the best best VA healthcare system that meets the needs of veterans today and for generations to come. These listening sessions represent an exciting opportunity for veterans to help VA reimagine how VA delivers care in an equitable, high-quality, veteran-centered manner and develop a plan for investing in VA's aging infrastructure. The feedback will be used to develop the recommendations VA submits to the Asset and Infrastructure Review, AIR, Commission in January 2022. The AIR Commission will also conduct public hearings as part of their review of VA's recommendations before submitting its recommendations to the President and Congress for review and approval in 2023. Calm Water Walk. Seniors participate in arthritis water exercise class at Calm Aquatics. Courtesy photo. Calm Aquatics to host Water Walk to cure arthritis. From staff reports. Calm Aquatics is hosting a Water Walk to Cure Arthritis event from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on April 30th. In honor of the 54 million people living with arthritis, the Arthritis Foundation is promoting their Give $54, Tell 54, Move 54 campaign. Participants will exercise safely in the water by choosing to independently water walk, attend an arthritis water exercise class, or swim to meet their goal of moving for 54 minutes. Everyone is invited to participate. Calm's goals, in collaboration with the Arthritis Foundation, are to bring awareness, education, and be a resource in addressing the needs of people living with arthritis in Midland and surrounding communities. Inform the people of West Texas, including the medical and health community, of the aquatic programs available to individuals living with arthritis at Calm Aquatics. Help raise funds to support the much-needed life-changing treatments to cure arthritis.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. What's causing woman's hair to fall out? Dear Dr. Roach, what is causing my hair to fall out? What can I do to stop it? I'm 72 years old and female. Could I be hypothyroid? LOI. Answer. By far the most common cause of hair loss in women in their 70s is female pattern hair loss. This pattern of hair loss can be highly characteristic, typically affecting the scalp above the forehead and on the crown of the head. It does not form scars. Hair loss resulting from hypothyroid is most commonly seen as circular patches of complete hair loss. But being hypothyroid may also predispose to other types of hair loss. Not everybody's hair loss presents the way the textbooks say it should. A careful exam and laboratory evaluation can be invaluable in making the diagnosis, which is essential to deciding on the best therapy. A dermatologist is likely to have the most expertise, though many primary care doctors can make the diagnosis. If it is female pattern hair loss, treatments include topical medications such as minoxidil or oral medication such as spironolactone.
Mom feels shunned when planned playdates never materialize. Dear Abby for Friday. Dear Abby, I am a mom of two boys, 8 and 12. They both have best friends whose moms I like and I would like to be friends with. My problem is, when we set up a playdate for the boys or make plans, when the time comes around and I text them about it, I don't hear back from them at all. I have even left phone messages a couple of times. I'm bipolar and I have social anxiety, so when I say yes to something, it is huge for me. When they don't respond, I feel as though I am annoying them or they're mad at me for some reason. The rejection is starting to upset me, and it's upsetting my children, especially my 8-year-old. My question, how do I deal with flaky moms without ruining my relationship with them? Rejected in California. Dear Rejected, Have these women ever agreed to a playdate with your children? Flaky is not the way I would describe them. Rude, bordering on cruel, would be more accurate. It's time to start cultivating relationships with other mothers. Do not personalize what has been happening because the way you have been treated has less to do with you than what it shows about them. In the future, rather than chase these moms, take your children to a park to play, if one is open, or enroll them in other activities. Dear Abby, I have been divorced for 8 years. After being divorced for a year, I became curious about dating and have been on and off the online dating sites. I have a rule about not meeting anyone with a status of separated. Knowing myself, I knew I needed time to get over my divorce before welcoming someone in my life. A man who listed himself divorced for 3.5 years and looking for a relationship was actively contacting me and invited me to look at his photos on Facebook. When I did, I noticed he still had his wedding photo posted. I thought it was odd, so I asked him about it. He said it was 20 years of his life and he cannot just pretend it didn't happen. He said I was reading way too much into it. My gut is telling me thank you, but no thank you. What are your thoughts, Abby? Photo finished in New York. Dear Photo Finished, listen to your gut as you get to know him better. For someone who is divorced and looking for a relationship, to leave up a wedding picture with his former spouse makes me wonder if he's lazy about removing pictures from his Facebook or sabotaging himself because he's not quite as ready to move on to something new as he thinks he is. Dear Abby, my late husband was of the Jewish faith. Our children and I are not. Through the years, kind and generous friends and neighbors have sent cards and gifts for Jewish holidays, which makes me very uncomfortable. What wording would you suggest I use to have this practice discontinued without seeming rude or unappreciative? Non-Jewish in Illinois. You can get your point across to these thoughtful people by saying something like this. I appreciate your thoughtfulness, but you should know that although my husband followed the Jewish religion, my children and I do not. We are blank. Frankly, you should have spoken up years ago.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Friday, April 23rd. Determined, loving, and modest, your steadfast character attracts an array of friends. This year you prove your professional loyalty but still aspire to move up the ladder. Take that extra step and volunteer when needed. You will be noticed. Adhering to a budget provides extra funds when vacation time rolls around. If single, your soulmate could be within reach. If attached, romance is alive and well. Libra keeps the peace. Aries, March 21st to April 19th. You will have a positive day. Teamwork leads to the completion of a time-consuming project. Begin a daily fitness routine. It could include going to the gym, running, bicycling, or hiking. You will be energized and ready to conquer the world. Tonight, do what makes you laugh. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. You will have an average day. Romantic thoughts make you impatient for the weekend to arrive. Plan an overnight where you can enjoy the outdoors. If that special someone is not in the picture, go with a friend who makes you feel good about yourself. Tonight, aromatherapy. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. You will have a positive day. Make an executive decision for your family. Discuss it afterward rather than the other way around. Sometimes you can't wait for the tribe to gather. Smooth things over if people disagree. They will ultimately stand behind you. Tonight, gather with friends. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. You will have a positive day. Connect with siblings or relatives you haven't heard from lately. Arrange a visit sooner rather than later. Submit a piece you wrote to a publication or post it on social media. Take out anything that could be offensive. Tonight, record a series. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. You will have a dynamic day. Be proud that you stuck to a budget and have extra cash to burn. Upgrade a device or buy a new one. Bring someone along who is savvy about new models and can help you get started. Tonight, culinary delights. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. You will have an average day. Veer from your usual routine. Take a detour and pass by surroundings you don't usually view. Something captivating might catch your eye and will make you return to that location. Tonight, prank someone who has a sense of humor. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd. You will have a positive day. Don't feel guilty if you want to be alone with your own thoughts. Get them off your chest. Jot them down in a journal. Take a long walk. Sort out what is bothering you on your own terms. Tonight, movie night. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st. You will have an average day. Something you said to a friend could have been taken the wrong way. Take the high road and get ahead of lingering arguments. Apologize even if you are not at fault and move on. Tonight, experiment with spicy ingredients. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. You will have a dynamic day. Join a new team for a startup project. Challenge yourself to go beyond your skill set. An intriguing message from a former boss or coworker arouses your interest. Keep trying to connect if your lines cross. Tonight, satisfy your sweet tooth. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. You will have a positive day. You are always on the lookout for new learning experiences. Something could catch your eye that involves a structured program with tests and papers. Talk it over with family since you will need their support. Tonight, accept a dinner invitation. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. You will have an average day. You will resolve a problem you've been working on nonstop. Get unserious and take your mind off of a pressure-filled week. Take a dance or Zumba class. The key is to think less and move more. Tonight, catch up on email. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. You will have a positive day. Breathe a sigh of relief. You supported a close friend through a potential crisis. Remember that when you need the favor returned. A compliment comes from someone you didn't think noticed you. Keep doing what you've been doing. Tonight, bubble bath.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.